The Cookie Bake-Off. Something was rocking me back and forth. I felt a strange force, almost as though my body would be ripped in two. What could it be? When I opened my eyes, I found Falfa and Shalsha standing on either side of me, pulling me from side to side as I slept in bed. But their swaying was out of sync, so they were either scrunching my insides or almost tearing me in half.
Heave!
Ho.
Heave!
Ho.
Shalsha was a beat too late. It's times like these I see how different they are, even if they do act so much like twins, I thought. But now wasn't the time to be overwhelmed by emotion.
That hurts, so stop shaking me.
Oh, you're awake, Mommy.
Good, good.
Falfa beamed, and a slight smile appeared on Shalsha's lips. Shalsha was still becoming more expressive by the day. She didn't used to smile at all.
You were sleeping for a long time and didn't wake up, so we got worried and came to get you, Mommy.
We already had breakfast. It's way past time to get up now.
Seriously?
I looked at the clock, and sure enough, it was an hour and a half later than usual. Oh, I see. We did just come back from the demon's castle, after all. A lot. A whole heck of a lot happened at the demon's castle, so it must have worn me out. I guess I was sleeping soundly now that I was in a familiar bed. Whose turn was it to make breakfast today? I don't think it was mine. We all took turns making meals here in the house in the Highlands. I had a feeling it was supposed to be Laika's turn, but wouldn't she have woken me up properly? I headed for the dining table and found a mound of cookies placed on it. Well, more like piled high on it. Two piles, each on a big plate. What is this? There's enough here to open a bakery. Are we going to have an eating contest?
Oh, good morning, Lady Azusa.
Laika looked exhausted, too, but that was probably mostly due to travel. To be honest, it would be weird if the trip hadn't worn her out.
What are these cookies for, Laika?
I mean, I wouldn't mind cookies for breakfast, though. There was really nothing wrong with cookies, except that they could dry out your mouth. They seemed rather nutritious anyway.
Actually, this is...
A new face popped out from right behind Laika, cutting her off.
Mistress, please try one of the cookies I made.
The girl was Flattort. Unlike Laika, who only had horns, Flattort also had a tail in her human form, so she stood out like a sore thumb.
I am sure the cookies I made will be much better than Laika's.
Flattort tried to push her aside, but Laika similarly held her ground.
Oh, no, no. My cookies will be much better because I am well aware of Lady Azusa's preferred tastes.
Ha! Then she'd tell you they were good just to be polite.
How rude of you! That is the most despicable thing about you blue dragons.
The two gritted their teeth and glared at each other. Ah, their quarrel gave me the rundown on the situation. Now that I thought about it, they had been talking about having a showdown with Sweets on the Leviathan on our way home from the Demon Lands. Oh, I'd thought they were just getting caught up in the moment, but I guess they actually went through with it.
Okay, then I'll decide whose is the most delicious, fair, and square.
The two nodded, satisfied. They matched better than you'd expect, didn't they? They were both dragons, so it wasn't that weird if they were perfectly in sync.
Then I'll get Halkara, Falfa, and Shalsha, and all four of us will decide together who is the better... We can't have that.
I agree.
They both refused. They really are in sync.
I have focused all my energy into baking cookies that you will find delicious, mistress, so I want to see your reaction alone.
I, too, have made them to suit your taste, Lady Azusa. And if all four of you were to act as judges, then there's a possibility it would end in a draw.
No matter what the outcome, one of them...